with the market crashing the way it did, retail pretty much slowed to a halt back in 2007, 2008. I worked at Kohl's as a freight supervisor, and we just got cut. Mostly, I decided to go back to school so that I could get out of retail.
And when did you realize that you had a problem?
I actually did not graduate. I only went a semester and a half. I realized that I was getting a very poor education very quickly. I left with 10 grand worth of debt. I've paid over $2,500 of that. I still have 13 grand worth of debt. For the last 5 years, I've been working as a valet driver. There have been times that I have been able to pay on my student loans. However, it was just interest-only payments. Nothing was hitting the principal. So it makes it very difficult to get out from underneath them. We do not groom students in high school how to understand how credit works.
How did you get involved with ITT Debt Warriors?
I was starting to figure out, okay, I can't be the only person that is drowning in student loan debt for no good reason. So I started researching and found out that ITT Tech is putting out millions of dollars right now in the event of school closure to pay students back. The college is facing severe scrutiny, and that is because of a collective movement of people. I started getting more and more involved because I realized it's not just my problem. At what point does the American populace say enough is enough? I get that I need to go to college to be able to get an education, to be able to get a better paying job than Taco Bell. But how do we afford that? How do we get people into the political systems, Congress, Senate, presidency, that's going to start chipping away at the billions of dollars of debt just sitting there?
What single change in student loan policy or student loan law do you think would make the biggest difference for students like yourself trying to get an affordable education?
Monitoring what colleges charge would be a huge help. You can go to a community college and pay just over $100 a credit hour. You could go to ITT Tech and they're going to charge over $400 an hour. Every single college charges literally a different dollar per credit hour.
What would you tell students who are looking at different programs and student loan options to watch out for?
There's a few things I wish I would have done differently. Make sure you do your research. If you're not understanding what you are signing your name to, don't sign your name. You need to do the homework on it. You need to understand. Otherwise, you're going to end up with all of this debt and a job that's not going to be able to pay it off in a reasonable amount of time. Because of the way the interest compounds, it grows faster than you can pay for it. You don't see people buying a car for 11 grand and taking 25 years to pay it off. If we all did that, we'd all be driving clunkers, let's face it.